Another day, another huge profit report from a big oil company. Today it was Chevron's turn. It reported that profits were up 49% in the first quarter of the year, up to $4 billion. With figures like that, the idea of a windfall profits tax is being talked about once again on Capitol Hill. But commentator Benjamin Zeiker does not think that's a good idea.
I'm going to reveal a little secret. This is an election year. How do I know that? Well, the Beltway yet again is placing the blame for its own failings on the oil industry. Back in the days when we had real leadership in Washington, Ronald Reagan ignored the calls for windfall profit taxes, price controls, and conspiracy investigations. Back then, gasoline prices were even higher in inflation-adjusted terms than they are now. But Reagan stood firm, allowing market forces to work, and the high prices of the 1970s fell sharply in the 1980s. What a different world it is today. Those now arguing for windfall profit taxes for oil companies never advocate subsidies when prices are low. That biased policy approach is destructive economically because it limits potential profits without limiting potential losses. The effect would be falling investment, reduced production capacity, and higher prices over the longer term. So much for consumer well-being. Let's look at the real reasons that gasoline prices are high. The most obvious are strong worldwide demand for crude oil and production problems in Venezuela, Nigeria, Russia, and other regions. Three refineries on the Gulf Coast shut down by hurricanes last fall only now are returning to operation. None of this has anything to do with conspiracies. And let's not ignore the damage done by Congress. The environmental requirement for reformulated gasoline can be satisfied only with ethanol or a chemical called MTBE. But some of that chemical has leaked from storage tanks into water supplies, resulting in lawsuits against the MTBE producers, even though they neither own nor maintain the storage tanks. Congress has refused to give those producers legal protection as a favor for the trial lawyers, so MTBE is being withdrawn from the market. This means that the price of ethanol is being driven up, making corn producers in the Midwest very happy, but at the expense of gasoline consumers. And let's not forget the 54 cents per gallon tariff on imported ethanol, another example of congressional magic. Oil industry earnings per gallon were about 19 cents in 2005 and have increased to about 23 cents more recently. Federal and state taxes per gallon of gasoline average 46 cents. And so, by all means, yes, let's have a debate about who is profiteering from the gasoline market. We really should ignore all the demagoguery. Oil prices simply bring out the worst in the Beltway, as public officials use unpopular industries as punching bags in pursuit of their political goals. We expect this behavior from such Democrats as Senator Charles Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. After all, fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. But President George W. Bush and House Speaker Denny Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist are supposed to be the pro-business, pro-capitalism, pro-free enterprise Republicans, and they simply are unwilling to stand for principle.
Benjamin Zeiker is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research.